From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In the Gaza Strip today, they traveled any way they could. Tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed over the border into Egypt. This after militants destroyed huge stretches of the 7-mile-long barricade in the divided border town of Rafah. Israel built the wall as part of a broader effort to seal off the region before Hamas seized control last June. But the blockade has made many essential goods scarce and has driven up prices. Soon after the barricade came down, elated Palestinians rushed into Egyptian border towns to buy supplies. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the Gaza-Egypt crossing.
Thousands of jubilant Gazans came by foot, taxi, bus, and donkey cart to cross the destroyed border fence into Egypt to visit relatives or stock up on consumer goods and food and return back to Gaza. Today, boys and men loaded donkey carts with big boxes of cheese, olive oil, jugs of cooking oil, cartons of cigarettes, new tires, and 100-pound bags of Egyptian cement. Fadi, a 40-year-old mother of five, was crossing into Egypt with her 11-year-old son to visit close friends near the Egyptian city of El Arish. Let us live," she said. "We're human and we want to live."
"We've been choked. Tell the Jews to leave us alone and give us mercy, and let the whole world look how we are living."
In an apparently long and well-planned demolition, locals here say unknown militants several days ago began using blowtorches to cut away parts of the metal border fence. Last night, militants used explosives, blowtorches, and heavy equipment to methodically topple most of the 7-mile-long metal and cement barricade between Egypt and Gaza. At the border, Mohammed precariously stacked some 8 suitcases stuffed with clothes and household goods onto a wobbly donkey cart. The 40-year-old mother of four says she's been trapped in Egypt for nearly 7 months, since last June's Palestinian civil war, unable to go home until today.
"I'm so happy after suffering and being so tired for so long. We did not believe the crossing had really opened."
For many in Gaza, it amounted to a giant, frenzied shopping trip. Families and businessmen stocked up on items that have grown more and more scarce and expensive since the militant Islamist group Hamas won elections in the Palestinian territories 2 years ago. Things got even worse after Hamas violently ousted the rival Fatah movement in Gaza last June, prompting Israel to further seal its borders. Naeem Hijazi held 2 new electric heaters under his arms and tried to flag down a donkey cart or taxi to help him transport a new washing machine he'd just purchased.
"It's cold. I'm very happy, thanks to God, because we didn't have enough food, drinks, we didn't have electronics, nothing."
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Ariel Meckel said Israel looks to Egypt to solve the problem and to live up to its signed agreements to control the border. He voiced concern militants could now more easily smuggle weapons and explosives. "Anyone can enter now," Meckel said. Ahmed Youssef, a senior member of Hamas here, said today is like paradise, and predicted the border would remain open for at least 3 days. Near the destroyed border crossing, members of Hamas's executive force militia tried to control the chaotic traffic. Most Egyptian soldiers just stood aside, smiled, and let the crowd of people pass through. 23-year-old Gaza resident Mohammed Zoro.
"Yeah, they say welcome, but don't do any problem for anyone. Just go and buy anything."
John Ging is the Gaza director of the United Nations Refugee Agency here, which provides food relief for more than 1 million of Gaza's 1.5 million residents. Ging says a recent partial shipment from Israel of industrial fuel for Gaza's power plant eases the crisis a little, but he calls today's breach pathetic and a sign of desperation.
"We've been teetering on the brink here for the last 7 months, and before that we already had a very desperate and miserable existence for the population here. In terms of food, medicine, electricity, water, sanitation, it's all teetering on the brink."
Palestinians you talk to here say they're not sure if this is just a one-day shopping spree or the end of what they call the siege by Israel. One person said to me, "We hope this remains open. We're brothers with the Egyptians." In any event, it's going to be a huge effort to try to restore any semblance of security here or rebuild the wall. Giant stretches of the wall are completely destroyed, and people continue to stream across. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, on the Gaza-Egypt border crossing.